No, I just got a head cold. It's no problem. Today is Saturday, October 13, 2001. The time is currently 19:06 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson, 2238. I'm talking with date of birth. We are talking in the backyard of the residence on the east side of her house being in the city of Thousand Oaks. This is regarding an officer-involved shooting. The two scenes involving the shooting are witness to this investigation. Okay, I'm going to put this here.
Okay.
Now, the two people who are having the domestic are and Tom Patton, correct? Okay. How long have you known Tom?
About a year ago, we moved back into Mom and Dad, so probably about, say, 8 or 9 months I've known them.
Okay, so you've known them since you've moved back into
correct.
Okay. And would you consider yourself to be good friends with them, acquaintances?
With him, no. With her, I've tried to teach her that I am a friend, not somebody that Tom has playing her as a friend.
What do you mean by that?
She doesn't trust anybody because Tom's friends before she would trust one of the wives, and the wife would turn around and tell Tom that she was saying about, you know, Tom abusing her and stuff, and then she'd get in more trouble.
Okay.
So it's hard for her to trust anybody.
You're speaking of past abuse. Has told her about past problems she's had with Tom?
She's told me that she has been abused since her daughter was born 32 years ago, and he beats her. It was worse when he was a severe alcoholic, and then he got arrested, and they lost everything. And he had to go to counseling and all that. But in the last 3 months, I guess before it was just anger, it wasn't so much the hitting, but it's been getting to where he hits her and hits her and hits her. And she doesn't trust anybody to tell him. And I've tried to teach her that I'm a friend. I won't hurt her.
Has she ever told you whether or not her husband Tom has been arrested in the past for spousal abuse?
She has called the police on him several times, and he has told me that too. But the officers that come out, because of the condition of the if you look at her, they assume that she's an alcoholic or a drug addict or a something, because she doesn't know the year or anything, her own phone number. I couldn't believe she remembered it now, so they believe that she's on something, and that's why, you know, whatever took place was her fault, and they've never arrested him.
Why did this problem?
I believe, and this is from observance, and also, stupid, but watching movies and stuff like that, and I called up the spousal abuse hotline number several times, and it's like battered wife syndrome, and he makes her feel so negative that she can't go to the grocery store by herself. She has to have her daughter go with her.
So you're not aware of her problems being caused by any form of a medical condition?
I believe, and he said he out of his own lips were that he probably has caused her a lot of brain problems, because he would beat her in the head so they wouldn't leave marks.
Who said that?
Tom did.
Okay.
Because I've on four occasions went and confronted Tom on the abuse.
And what led up to you confronting Tom about the abuse?
Because it's not right. I don't care what a woman does. Love's not supposed to hurt, and for her to always be in pain and to not be able to walk or think is not right. It's not a way for her to be living. She doesn't sleep at night. All she does is smoke cigarettes. She doesn't eat food.
Now, these four times that you confronted Tom, was this after her, or was this after Tom had been involved in some form of a domestic altercation?
Yeah.
Okay.
After was over, like the one time she had claw marks here and like a thumb mark here.
You're indicating
I'm claw indicating marks on thumb mark on the front part of her throat and the nail marks towards the back, like if you would squeeze somebody this way.
Uh-huh.
And I asked what had happened, and she doesn't like to tell because she said it's her problem. And I went over and walked over there and confronted him.
And what did he have to say?
He said that he pissed him off by turning off the fan.
Okay.
And he wanted the fan on, and that was it. And I said that was not going to happen, and that I lived, you know, over at the house now, and that I wasn't going to tolerate him beating her, and that I would call the police, that, you know, it's not right.
What did he say to that?
He said, well, you know, if she would just stay out of my face. And I said, I'm just warning you. I'm the type of person that tell him I will call. Well, the second time it happened, she came over and she had finger marks all up and down her, what do you call this part of your arm, your upper part of your arm?
Your bicep?
Yeah, her bicep areas.
On her left arm?
On both sides.
On both sides?
Both sides, and she had marks on her ribs where he had done that to her. And I asked her what had happened, and she had stood in front of the TV asking him a question, and he got mad because he couldn't see the football game. So he physically removed her.
Okay.
And when I went over there that time, he told me that she's lucky he hadn't done worse to her, and that she just needed to stay the hell out of his way.
Now, the first time that you went over and confronted Tom, was the sheriff's department called?
No, I didn't call because of her.
Okay. The second
and I should have. No, and second time I didn't either. And I'm, you know.
What about the third? Do you remember when it was the first time you went over there?
Probably about 2 months ago. And then it was about 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I was out in the front yard where Dad on the park bench, and I was smoking a cigarette. She came out the front door screaming, help me, help me, help me. So I dropped everything and ran over there, and he had shoved her into the wall so hard that it had knocked the wind out of her, and he had choked her.
Did you see this, or is this
no,
what she told you?
No, that's what she told me, and he admitted it to me with his own mouth. And I told him, Tom, I am not lying to you. You don't want me to call, but I will call. It's not right. And then the daughter says, well, if mom wouldn't make Dad upset and just not talk at all, then this wouldn't be happening.
There's a daughter that lives with Tom?
Correct.
What's her name?
Her name is 16 years old. She is at her sister's right now.
Was she involved in this altercation?
No, she was not here, thank God, for a miracle.
Now, has there been anything else you can tell me about in the past dealing with Tom?
Tom just says, he told me the other, 2 days ago I went over there because, again, he had hurt her, and I told him.
And how did you find out about this one 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could tell when abused because she goes to go take her dog for a walk and she won't look. She doesn't look at me or say hi. Then I know something has happened, and I stopped her. And I can't even remember what he did to her that day, to be honest with you.
And this was 2 days ago.
This was 2 days ago. And I had waited, and the first day I couldn't catch him at home. So the second day I went over there, and she begs me every time, please don't. And I told Tom, I see it. It's not the tattletaling. Oh, it was marks. Marks again on her arm, on the underneath part of her upper arm.
So mark under which arm?
She was sitting there. It would be this arm, her left arm.
So there was marks underneath your pointing to the bicep.
Correct.
Under,
like he,
under
and
left
he had
arm.
Done this.
Okay.
And so I went over there and I said, hey, Tom, don't tell me what in the heck happened to her arms. And he said, well, she would just stay out of my damn face. I wouldn't have to do it. And I said, Tom, what did you do? He said, it doesn't matter what I do. I could kill her tomorrow. And nobody would know. He says, I'd dispose of the body, and I'd be much better off.
And what did you say to that?
I said, I won't repeat that bad word. I said, I just called him a sick F. And I told him that, you know, I'm dead serious, Tom. I'm dead serious. I do not want you touching her again. And, you know, it's sick because his daughter's going to think it's okay. So we stood there and I said, she's got a lot of problems, a lot of problems. She can't think on her own or do anything. She's nervous. Nellie, she only sleeps 2 hours a night. That's it.
Has she told you this?
Yeah. And her husband and her daughter. She can't walk to the store because she can't think enough to go. And it's sad. It is so sad that a woman has to live her life like that. And I just couldn't handle it. So tonight when she walked by and she wouldn't look at me, and I said to my dad, do you see that on her forehead? And he said, yeah. And when stop and she wouldn't stop, and I said, you don't want to make me run.
Let's stop for a moment.
Okay, I'm
sorry. Talking about tonight's events, right?
Yes, this has to do with tonight.
Regarding tonight's events, this is what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to start from the beginning and slowly work your way through this event as it happened.
Okay, from the when she was walking her dog, that was very like that.
When was the approximate time you saw this evening?
4 o'clock, roughly.
So at about 4 o'clock this
about
afternoon,
4 o'clock.
You saw her. And what was she doing?
She was walking her dog in front of my house.
Okay. And was she walking eastbound on Las Flores or westbound on Las Flores?
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. I'm really bad. She was walking this way.
Okay. So she was walking eastbound on Las Flores, walking her dog.
And she...
Where were you?
I was sitting on the park bench out front with my father talking.
Okay. And what did you do?
I said, hi. She wouldn't look over. And I said, hi. She wouldn't look over.
And she continued walking eastbound.
And then she walked faster. And I said, stop. And she wouldn't stop. And I said, honey, I love you. Please stop. Don't make me have to run. And so she stopped and she turned around and I said, I knew it. Dad and I knew that we had seen that knot. And
what knot are you referring to?
She has a very large welt on this side of her face going from right above her eyebrow.
So on the left side of her face where you're indicating from above her eyebrow.
And it goes up. And it's probably...
Up into her hairline?
Uh-huh. And it's probably about 2 inches wide.
Okay. And this was fresh?
It's fresh. I talked to every day.
So when she turned to face you, you noticed that, as you referred to it, not.
Correct. But my father and I thought that we had seen it when she walked by. That's why we believe she turned her head.
Okay. What happened next?
So she stopped, and I said, what happened? And tears were just streaming.
Did she come to you, or did you go
she
to her?
No, she stopped and waited at the top of the driveway because my dad was down there.
Okay, so you went up there?
I went up to the
did
top of the driveway.
Did your dad go with you?
No, my dad sat at the park bench to listen, and I said, happened, and she said, if I just wouldn't have, and I said, please stop. I said, it's not right. You know, this can't happen to you all the time. I said, it's getting worse. It's more frequent. Tom's doing it. You know, I said, at first it was like every month, and I said, it's getting more and more frequent, and he's getting more and more angry. I can hear him at night at 1 o'clock in the morning out there screaming at her, and I told her, he's going to kill you. He said it, and you know he said it. He is going to kill you.
Okay, what did she say to this?
She said that she couldn't call because she wouldn't be able to live without him because she doesn't have any money. Tom takes care of all the bills. And she says, I have nobody. And I said, I will support you. But if you don't call his bluff, he's going to kill you. He's told you that. She already had all the guns in her house shipped out because she's in fear of her own life.
When was this?
I don't know when she shipped them out.
Okay.
But I know that they were all shipped out because he asked for them 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Did he ask you for them, or did he?
He told me, I want my damn guns back from your mother.
Okay. Don't know nothing else about that.
No.
Now, what happened after the conversation at the top of your driveway?
I convinced her that love is not supposed to be pain, and to please either go inside my house with me in private and call the battered, you know, spousal abuse line and talk to a counselor so that she knows that it's not okay, or to call the police. But either she was going to make a decision or I was going to make a decision in 5 minutes.
Okay.
That it was time to call his bluff because he doesn't believe anybody.
Okay. And what happened after that?
Said, well, will they talk to him? And I said, they're going to talk to him. And she says, will they take him to jail? And I said, that's out of your hands. I said, maybe a night in jail would do him good. But if you never do anything about it, he's going to keep doing it to you. And then my dad confirmed that. And
did your dad come up to where you guys were?
No, he just talked from the bench down in front of the house.
What's your dad's name again?
And I told her, you know, I love you and you can't. She's dying inside. That's what I told her. You're dying.
Okay, what happened next?
I talked to her and I said, what do you want to do? And she says, I'll trust you and we'll call. And I said, it'll be okay.
Okay. Where did you guys go after that?
I asked my dad to watch her dog. And so we go in my bedroom in case somebody was to come over. And so we went into the bedroom and I called the sheriff's department.
So you took her to your bedroom?
Sure, to my bedroom.
Inside
De La Source. And I first talked to the lady.
You're the one who made the phone call?
I was the one who made the original phone call.
And you call? Did you call 911 or did
no,
you call
I
the called business line?
No, I called the business call. Line for the 8200 one.
Okay.
And I told the lady that in the room with me on the bed, but she cannot physically comprehend. So I wanted to give her a rough breakdown of what was going on and what has happened. And then put the phone to her name and she'll talk to you about a dog.
Okay.
And I had to sit there and to help her, not coach her. I never told her what to say. I just told her that it would be okay. The lady on the phone was her friend and to tell her what was really going on.
Okay, and did she?
And she did because I asked her to.
Okay.
And I told her it would be okay.
How long did she talk to the person on the telephone?
Probably about 2 or 3 minutes.
Then what happened?
And then I went inside and I was going to make a drink.
What do you mean you went inside?
I went inside my house, Les Flores, with.
Did you leave the room while talking?
No, I was there the whole time.
Okay. So after the telephone call, did you go outside the house?
Oh, yes. I went to the restroom and then we went into the kitchen.
After the telephone call, you and to the kitchen of your house.
Yes, and we were in the kitchen, and then my dad says they're here.
Okay.
Meaning the police officers.
Okay, is that when you went outside?
Yes.
Okay. Did come with you?
Yes.
Okay. What happened outside?
And I sat down, and I don't know if you want it on the tape, but the one officer was very rude to me because I was trying to explain to him because he's treating her like she's. There's something wrong with her, you know. He's asking her about alcohol and are you on drugs right now? Are you? And I was trying to explain to him that she can't, she's with fronted, she gets confused and she can't handle it. I've seen her fall to her knees before.
Okay.
And he yelled at me to stay out of it. So I went and talked to the other officer and I tried to explain to him, I'm not trying to butt in. This is just what's going on. And that man listened.
So let me see if I got this straight. You're talking to one officer while talking to the first officer that you had spoke to, correct?
Yes, but I tried to talk to the one that was talking to. He was very rude to me. And I
understand.
And that wasn't necessary.
Okay, what happened next?
And then I told the other man. And then he said, okay, you guys stay here. And we're going across the street to go talk to Tom.
And there was two officers?
Two officers. And then we were sitting out front, and all of a sudden, I could hear people yelling.
From where?
I didn't know where at the time, and then
you
looked over.
Just yelling?
Yeah, we just heard yelling.
How many people did you hear yelling?
I don't know. Two, three, I don't know.
Could you be honest with you? Could you hear what they were yelling?
Stop, don't. And then I looked over, and then they started screaming, run.
Where did you look over to?
Over towards where we were at versus where we were. We looked towards and here came Tom and he had a big knife.
Okay, now where was Tom coming from? The front
his
yard?
His front yard.
Okay.
Straight across, like from his path.
So he came from the front yard of his house toward your house?
Yes, and they had their guns drawn on them.
Were you still outside?
Yes.
Okay. What you said that he had something. What was that?
It was a knife. He had a big knife at his chest.
You mean he was holding a knife?
Like this. He had the knife handle, and he had the blade, like, at his upper chest.
Okay. So the way you're explaining it to me, he has both hands in front of him grasping the knife handle, and he has the blade of the knife handle in front of his chest. Now, is he wearing a shirt?
Yes, he had a green shirt on.
And what color pants?
I think they were green shorts.
And is he yelling anything or saying anything?
He was saying... He was just screaming something about...
Now, what did you and... when he started running towards you?
I tried to tell Tom because he would listen to me. I was trying to tell him, please just drop it. We can work this out. And that officer, the same one, yelled at me and told me to shut my mouth and get back in. But I really feel Scott, if he would have let me talk to him a little bit, it would have helped. I'm sorry.
Now,
I have a lot of guilt right now.
Now, where did Tom stop in your front yard?
He didn't. He kept running, so I grabbed and opened the gate, and I pulled her into my house.
You opened the gate?
Right here, alongside the house.
Okay, so you opened the gate along the side of the house, and you guys went into that gate?
Yeah, because Tom was running at us, and the police officers had the guns out.
Now, when you first saw Tom running towards you, were you standing next to that gate?
No, we were on the park bench.
So you had moved to that gate while Tom was approaching you guys?
Tom was running, and I was trying to run faster.
Okay. And where were the police officers?
Behind him.
And what were they doing?
I don't know. I have to think. He was running at us. He was on the side of our house. No, that was after. We were inside the gate, and then he was out. He was on. Then he went to the side of our gate, like on the opposite side, the gate on Montgomery.
The gate you came in was on the east side of your house,
yes.
The far side of your house.
And he was on the opposite side facing Montgomery at the other gate.
He never went, when Tom was running towards you guys, did he, and you guys left the front of your house running towards your gate, did he come to the front of your house, or did he stop at the side of your house?
No, he came down.
Okay.
And then he turned around and ran.
And you saw him do this?
No, I was screaming. I pushed aside, and I was screaming, and Dad and in the kitchen window, and I said, "Where is he? Where is he?" And they said, "They have him on the side of our house."
Okay. And you screamed this from the backyard of your house?
No, I was in the house. I put in the bedroom and made her lay on the floor.
Okay. Now, think back for a moment. When Tom was running towards you, where were the police officers and what were they doing?
They were, if this is Tom here, say Tom was in the front, and there was one officer to the left slightly behind him, and one officer to the right slightly behind him.
And were they saying anything to Tom?
Tell him to drop it, drop it, drop it.
And did they have anything?
They had their guns drawn.
And where were their guns pointed at?
At Tom.
Okay. And they were saying what again?
To drop it, just drop it. And I said, please let me talk to him. Please, he couldn't have hurt me with a knife if they had their guns on him. I just wanted to talk to him through the window, and that's going to be, you know.
Well, you got to understand, we don't want to put you in a position of danger. And
I know, I was just in the kitchen window, and it's just hard because...
Let's take a second.
Can you stop the tape for a minute, please? Because I just need to...
I have to keep the tape
okay,
running. That's just our
that's
policy.
Fine. Okay. It's just, you know, Mom, I have
it's a... I'll tell you what. Take a couple deep breaths, please.
Okay. I have a big thing because I tried to save Mom's life when she was dying and she was spitting out blood. So I have a big thing about that, you know, right now. I've been going to counseling.
I understand.
And it's just like... It seems like something else could have happened.
I'm going to turn off the tape at this time. Get a break. It's 1927 hours. It's still Saturday, October 12th. Correction, still Saturday, October 13th, 2001, 1928 hours. To continue. Where we last left off, you were in your kitchen.
I was in the
and
kitchen.
And somebody had told you that
no.
He was on the side of your house.
My dad said he's on the side of the house, and then Tom came into our front yard, and the police officers were still inside the same position, one on the left and one on the right, slightly
now, were you
behind
watching
him.
This?
Oh, yes, I was.
From where?
From the kitchen window.
Okay.
And
now,
then,
where in the front of your house was Tom?
Tom was not at the end of our walkway. He was,
Was he in front of the kitchen window, in front of your
He was on our walkway, but enough up where you could see him. He wasn't down towards the house where you couldn't.
The walkway in front of the door?
Correct.
Okay. So you could see him?
I could see him.
Was he facing the police officers, or was he turned toward the house?
He was turned towards the house.
Okay, so his back was to the police officers. And you said there was still one on his right and one on his left.
Yep, and then...
And what were they doing?
Telling him to stop. And then he ran.
Did they still have their guns pointed at him?
Yes. And they ran towards the front door. And then I heard 3 gunshots.
Okay, now when he ran towards the front door, what was he doing with the knife?
Oh, I don't know. He still had the knife up in his chest when he was running towards the door, but I could, you know, you can't see it because the way it goes in. Okay. But then I heard the 3 gunshots.
Did you see who made the shots?
No, 2 officers did. You could see him.
Okay. You heard a total of 3 shots.
I believe it was 3, but okay. I started screaming.
Okay. What happened next?
And then I thought, okay, it's going to be over. He's down. And then I heard, more officers started coming. And then...
Now, what are you doing at this point? Are you...
Freaking out.
Where are you at in the house?
I went into the bedroom. I was crying on the bed with her, holding her.
You were doing
her.
What on the bed?
I was holding on the bed, crying with her, telling her I'm sorry.
Okay, what happened next?
Then I hear screaming in the backyard, and Tom's up in the backyard.
What backyard?
My backyard at Flores.
Tom was in your backyard?
Yes.
And you could see him from your room?
Yes, and he's trying to get in.
And was he in the backyard or trying to get in?
No, he was in the center of my backyard, and so were all the officers.
And how many officers were there?
A guesstimate would be at least 6.
Okay, what were they doing?
They had their guns drawn.
And what were they saying?
Give it up and, I don't know, give it up and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay. Did you happen to notice if Tom had been injured?
Yes, he had blood pouring out of his stomach.
Okay. Do you know where he got into the backyard from?
The gate. We heard the gate shut.
You heard the gate shut?
Okay. Can I get some ice water, please, sir? Thank you. The pills make my mouth dry up. So, do you want some water, Skip?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. So then...
So...
He was running...
When he was in the backyard, you... In your bedroom, and you're holding her and crying.
I left in my bedroom when they were in the backyard because I wanted my husband. So I ran to go get my husband, and then they were all in the backyard, and I started freaking out even more. And then...
Now, where did you run to get your husband to?
To the kitchen because they were still in the kitchen. And
who
I wanted
still
to back
in the kitchen?
My dad and my husband.
Okay.
So then I laid floor.
Where?
And then in my bedroom.
So you went from the kitchen back to your
bedroom? No. This is before I went to the kitchen. I'm sorry. I put on the floor and then I said no because they were all in the backyard. So I moved into my dad's room and had her lay at the end of his bed so that if anything came through the wall, she wouldn't get hit.
Okay. Is that when you went to the kitchen?
Then I went to the kitchen to go get my husband and they were all in the backyard.
Who was all in the backyard?
All the officers, and Tom still had the knife, and he was pouring out blood, and he was running around in circles.
What was Tom doing with the knife?
He was like this, up against his chest, like this.
So he was grasping the blade with 2 hands in front of him, and the blade was towards his chest.
Yes.
Okay. And how long did you watch him in the backyard?
A while.
And what was he saying while he was in the backyard?
He wanted...
What was his exact words? Can you remember?
No. I'm sorry.
And what were the officers saying?
Just drop it. You know. And I told my husband if I could talk to him. But, and then we were inside the kitchen talking. And then all of a sudden, all this pounding on the glass door. Pounding. And it was the officers. They all had their guns out. And then they were out the front door with their guns drawn. We let them inside.
Pounding on the back door?
Yeah, because we had locked it.
On the front door.
Yeah, because we had locked the door because we were afraid Tom was going to come in.
So there was pounding on the back door and the front door?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, and then the officers were screaming, get out of the way, get out of the way. And I was trapped because I was up against the aquarium and the TV. And they were running through the house with their guns drawn back and forth and up and over stuff. And somebody
Inside your house?
Yes, yes. And somebody was trying to get inside their front door, and I was trapped, and I was trying to hide underneath the table because I was afraid. I was afraid, Scott. I'm sorry. I was so afraid. And then Mr. went back around, so they ran back around.
Back around where?
It's from my house and around through the gate. And
so,
I was laying on the floor.
So the officers that were in your house left your house?
And they were going back and forth. And we would lock the door.
Back and forth where?
Through my house, from the backyard through to the front yard. And then back from the front yard to the backyard.
Okay.
Through the living room and stuff. And I was trying to hide underneath the table because I was afraid that Tom would kill me because he knew I called.
Okay, what happened next?
I went into the bedroom and I told her, I'm so sorry. I'm just sorry. And then, I'm sorry. And then started to pass out on the floor. And I hugged her and stuff. And then we heard about 15 shots go off. And I looked out the window and I could see all the officers over there with their guns down on Tom.
Okay. You looked out. Were you in your bedroom?
I know. I was in my parents' bedroom looking
at with you?
No. Stayed on the floor because I told her to.
So you look out the window and you saw what?
I heard it like a one shot. So I jumped up. And when I looked out, you were pop, 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 pop.
And what did you see?
I saw the officers all with their guns drawn and people running around.
And where were they pointing their weapons at?
Down at the ground where Tom was.
Okay. Did you hear them saying anything at that time?
I think you could hear them screaming the whole time. Just please drop it. Please stop.
Could you see what Tom was doing?
He was holding the knife. He wasn't going to give up.
Did you ever see him take the knife and point it towards the officers when he was standing in front of the house at that time?
No.
Did you actually, before these shots happened, did you actually see Tom with the knife and the officers pointing their guns at him, or did you not look until the shots were fired?
No, I saw him the whole time running around with a knife pointed at his chest, and the officers had their guns drawn.
And this was in front of his house?
Yes.
And you're watching this from the window of your parents' room?
Yes, and from the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. Now, how high from the ground is the window in your parents' room?
I have no idea. I was standing on the bed.
You're standing on the bed looking out. Can you easily see the front yard of Tom's house from that window, or is it difficult?
If you push your head up against there you can.
Can you have
And then I went straight out the front door, though, and I looked over there.
Was this after the shooting?
It was, yeah.
Okay. Now, back to the window for just a second.
Uh-huh.
You were standing on the bed looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easy to see the front yard?
I can't see by the front door. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't see by the front door. You can see, like, up.
So, where was Tom at when you saw him?
When I went out the front door and saw what...
from the window.
I couldn't see Tom from the window.
And it was from the window where you heard the shots, correct?
Yes, and then I took off out the front door.
And when you got to the front door, what did you see?
I ran outside. I could see Tom laying there and the officers with their guns drawn. I'm sorry, people just running around in circles.
Was anybody giving him first aid or trying to do anything to him?
No, nobody was doing anything at first.
How long was it from the time the shots were fired,
yeah,
until the time you ran out in the front yard to look?
Just seconds.
Just
because
seconds.
They were still going off when I walked out front.
Okay.
There was a lot of shots fired. I still feel guilty.
What happened after you went out the front yard and looked over there, what happened after that?
The police were running around everywhere and stuff.
What were they doing?
I don't know. Just talking to people or saying what had happened. And one guy had a shotgun and there was a canine unit.
Okay. And did anybody else come?
The paramedics came finally. But I don't think the police knew that it would turn out to be like that. So they didn't have them on standby or whatever.
Now, before I interviewed you, did you take some medication?
Yeah.
And what did you take?
Valium. And my Lipitor.
Lipitor and a Valium?
And my antidepressant pills.
And what kind of pill was that?
Epirex.
Epirex?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you feeling the effects of those pills right now?
No, not really. Just enough to calm me down because I don't take enough to be drugged down. I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm clear-headed, trust me.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and stop this interview now.
Okay.
I want to give you my business card. So if you remember anything else, you can call me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get that business card out.
Okay.
This is my direct line to my office is listed on there, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you a question, though? They're supposed to have, like, non-lethal stuff. I mean, he must have been irate, though, to get shot in his belly, all that, and be able to run. But it just seems like...
Well, I can't comment on what the officers
did
because I wasn't
there.
I can't comment on that, okay?
I feel so guilty, Scott.
I'm going to go ahead and end the interview. Time is 19:39 hours.